Another story out of Turkey caught my eye recently. It involved leaked photos of the designs for new uniforms for Turkish Airlines flight attendants. The photos have Turks talking. Some feel the new uniforms are too Star Trek. Others say that the women's uniforms, which provide cover from neck to feet, don't represent modern secular Turkey. Go to theworld.org to check out the photo for yourself. But Turkey and Turkish Airlines occupy an interesting place. The airline's hub, Istanbul, straddles Europe and the Middle East geographically and culturally. Joining us to talk about that and the new uniforms is Robert Reed of Lonely Planet. Robert, first of all, we should note that Turkish Airlines hasn't confirmed 100% that these uniforms are in fact the ones that will be used. But what is going on? These things look like 1960s American-style couture, I guess, pillbox hat, long sleeves. The guy's wearing a turtleneck. What's going on with this?
It's part of the reason why Turkey is such an exciting destination, because it is on that borderline between Europe and Asia. In fact, 3% of the country only is in Europe. So you have a lot of different kinds of ideologies at once. And I guess that's what's come out with these uniforms on the airline.
Part of the complaint is that these uniforms don't look dissimilar to, say, what flight attendants wear on Emirates Airlines or Gulf Air from the conservative Gulf countries.
Yes. I mean, I think that the flights that are domestic but also going to the Middle East is a big part of Turkish Airlines. And they stopped serving alcohol because no one wanted it. That's just indicative of the people that are flying on some of the flights on Turkish Airlines.
Right. And those flights to the Gulf, those are big money routes. I wonder if you believe that contention, though, that there isn't the demand for booze on those routes.
You know, if someone's thinking about this as a sign of what's happening in Turkey, this is an airline policy that appears to be made. And, to some degree, they have the right to choose whether or not they're going to have alcohol or not. But, you know, and still you go to Istanbul or you go to the coast or even small towns, you can get alcohol. I mean, the main Turkish beer, Efes, is named for Ephesus, one of the great classical cities, a Roman city of 250,000 people at one point, and they have a beer named for it. So it isn't like that's going away.
It's kind of a funny thing because I used to see, living in the Middle East, commercials for Turkish Airlines, and their advertisements were with Kevin Costner and at one point with Kobe Bryant, using sort of very Western symbols to draw people in.
That's clever, isn't it? I mean, they're obviously trying to reach the Western audience by doing that. And I remember when Kobe was on there, it was all over the internet. You know, people were forwarding those ads and things like that. And at the same time, the uniform could, if these are, suggest more of kind of looking east a little bit. You know, I don't have a problem with the uniform at all. You know, I don't know that I'll buy one if they're offering to sell them. But, they look fine to me.
Do you think any press is good press in this situation?
I think so. I mean, I think that, you know, I think it'd be a different story if the women were wearing a different kind of uniform than the men. For example, like if it was like a Hooters airline and you had bikinis or something, that would be probably more controversial than this, where but basically what I see in the photos, the men's and women's uniforms are largely similar. It is very Star Trek.
Robert Reed, U.S. editor of Lonely Planet, thank you so much.
Thank you.